Hi there. My name is Andy, and I'm trying something new. I am recording a little bit about myself. I've been doing a lot of listening to podcasts lately, and they're pretty cool, but I'm not really I don't think I have enough to say, although I do a lot of things. So I thought I'd record myself, put my moment of audio on my blog, and see if there was anything out there that I could talk about regularly. I doubt it, but I'm going to try it anyway. So I tried to make a little list of the things that I'm kind of interested in, and I thought I'd kind of go through it, and I could probably do a podcast or something about some of these. But just to sort of define who I am, I pick some main areas. I'll just list the main areas. I'm a Christian, and I do work with Campus Crusade for Christ, and I'm involved at a couple of churches. I'm a professor. I teach at the Rochester Institute of Technology, or RIT, and I teach in the Information Technology Department there. I am also a Mac nerd. I love Macintosh, Apple products. I own an iPod. I have a Apple laptop that I use through the department, and it's just great. And I'm all excited about this Saturday, the new Apple store in the Eastview Mall here in Victor, New York, is going to be opening up, and I am definitely planning to be there for it. And I'm also a newlywed. I just married a wonderful woman named Lori, who I now live at her place with her son, Zach, and it's been great. And we've been married for about 2 months and about 9 days, somewhere in that range, if I can do the math right. Yeah, I think that's right. And what else? I'm also a big fan of the TiVo, which is a electronic device that lets you record shows on TV, but it's so much more than a VCR, and so few people understand it, but it's great, and I'll probably talk more about that someday. I'm also trying to get myself organized after moving. Just about everything I own is piled up in the garage of this house, and it's a mess, and I'm nowhere close to organized. So I'm trying to change that, and one of the things I'm doing is I'm getting on the bandwagon with all the people that love getting things done, which is a book all about how to change your sort of workflow process. It has a lot to do with inboxes and lists and just open and close loops and this and that, but I'm just starting out. I tried once to gather everything into my inbox, and then I had to move and got everything all mixed up, and so I'm going to be trying again here pretty soon, and I'll maybe share with you how I'm doing with that. And the other thing that's going on right now with me is I'm teaching in a program called Kids on Campus, which happens every summer. I think I've been doing it for about 9 years now. And with the exception of 1 year, I've always pretty much taught the same workshop, which is an adventure game making workshop. And this right now is the second 2 weeks of a 4 week program. And kids can come either for the first 2 weeks or the second 2 weeks or both. And so I'm close to the end as of today, July 21st, 2005. Close to the end of the first week of the second workshop, and by now the kids have figured out what topic their game is going to have, and I got it's about zombies, and a lot of zombies, a lot of brain eating, a lot of good stuff like that. And so this weekend I'm pretty sure I'm going to be doing a lot of work on that. And I don't know. There's a lot of other things I could surely talk about and explain more, but I think I'm going to just stop right here from my first experience with this. It looks like I've talked about 5 minutes. So I'm going to snip it off here and say that I'm going to be talking about all those different areas now and then. You never know what. Oh, I did forget an area. I am also a board gaming enthusiast. I like to play what we call Euro games, what I call Euro games. Some people call them designer games or German games. And I like those a lot, although my friends who used to play them a lot with me have all gotten on the Texas Hold'em poker binge or on the bandwagon with that. And so I've been playing that with them quite a bit, which means I haven't been playing as many of these Euro games as I used to, but I still am getting them and still reading the rules and still getting involved and playing them every once in a while. And my most recent board game purchase is this game called, and I'm not sure how to pronounce it, it's either Blockus or Blokus. I like Blockus because it seems like you're blocking other players from making moves, but you basically have these little Tetris-shaped pieces. Some have 5 squares instead of 4, like Tetris would. Some are smaller than Tetris pieces, too. And you take turns putting them on a horizontal board. And you just try to take up the space where your opponents can legally move while putting your own on. And at the end of the game, however many pieces you haven't put on the board, they count against you. So you try to put all your pieces out. You get big bonuses if you put all your pieces out. And it's a lot of fun. It appeals, I think, to my spatial orientation abilities. And so it's a fun game, and I recommend it. And it's really up pretty high on the game rankings list at Fun Again. Fun Again is a great website for finding board games, funagain.com. And you should definitely check them out if you've never seen games other than what Hasbro puts out at Toys R Us, right? So, I don't think I'm going to do anything weird like set up a special email address for my podcast or anything yet. I'm still not even sure this is a podcast, but I'm going to have fun anyway and record irregularly, just like my blog postings at Irregularly Andy, which is my blog. And you can find it at, well, you probably will find it right where you found this podcast post. So, hope everybody out there is doing great, and any of my friends that listen to this, thanks for listening to it, and feel free to email me and tell me that I say too much. It's all right. I already understand, but you can tell me again. And I'll catch you later.